Site School Superintendent Joe Manji. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Good morning, everyone. This is WGTD 91.1 HD. Our program is Education Matters, and this is Joe Manji with today's guests, Katie Oatesville and Rebecca Stevens of Kavasi. That's a mouthful. Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services, and they do an amazing job. They've got a multitude of programs across the board in Kenosha, helping kids and helping senior citizens. So thank you to everyone for listening in. Thank you for making kindness your superpower. Thank you for practicing peace. And welcome warmly to Rebecca and Katie. So Katie, you want to start us off and tell us, you're executive director of Kavasi. And so what do you guys do? What would the public like to know about you?
Well, thank you for having us. Sometimes I think the better question is, what don't we do? Kavasi is really proud to have served Kenosha County in its entirety for the past 50 years. And as we've grown and meshed with the community throughout those years, we have programming, 16 different programs, actually, that help families and individuals at every stage of life. So our programs begin with prenatal support, helping families as they raise children. Then as people get into middle age and are often find themselves in what we call that sandwich generation, meaning that they're caring for children at home, but then also may have aging parents or other aging loved ones that they're caregiving for. And then as well as people as they're in the later stages of life. So whether that's enjoying retirement, where we can help them find greater purpose and meaning through volunteer opportunities. We do have the largest volunteer force in Kenosha County. Over 650 volunteers align themselves with Kavasi's mission and our programs, and our work is not possible without them. But then also times in the later stages of life, people may need assistance that they've never needed before, and we're happy to be able to provide that in a dignified and caring way.
That's just awesome. 650 volunteers. That's a lot. So what are they volunteering for?
Most of our volunteers come to us to assist with programs that many people know, like Meals on Wheels or other senior nutrition programs. Rebecca, who's with me today, is our RSVP project director, which means she gets to work with over 300 of those volunteers to help them find meaningful opportunities throughout Kenosha County at what we call volunteer stations. So whether that's another nonprofit that may need help, we work in many of the KUSD schools, providing mentoring, as well as people who come in for programs like our Friendly Visitor or our Senior Center Without Walls, which help reduce isolation and loneliness for folks. So there's really opportunities to be had at multiple levels for somebody to identify as a Kavasi volunteer. We have people out driving transportation, utilizing skills such as knitting or cooking to assist families really remain independent in their homes.
Really? So if I'm a senior citizen, I could be an Uber driver for you guys?
You could be a volunteer transportation service driver for us, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Not Uber or Lyft, huh? You guys have your own.
No,
your own
our
thing
volunteers
going.
Go that extra mile,
okay.
And are helping folks who need to get to medical appointments, grocery shopping, even social activities, picking them up at their door and making sure that they're safely getting to where they need to be. So while Uber and Lyft may be convenient for some folks, we believe our clients deserve that extra attention, and that's what volunteer transportation services provides.
That's sweet of you. Okay. Thank you, Katie. Rebecca, RSVP director. So what do you do and what is all that?
Well, RSVP is a federally funded grant that Kavasi has had. Well, we've actually had it in Kenosha since 1985. So it's under the Senior Corps, which is under the Corporation for National and Community Service. And as Katie mentioned, it's just one of the many programs that Kavasi has. And Kavasi, Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services, is the sponsor for the grant.
Okay.
And they've had that for over 20 years, so it's really been a great privilege and honor for me to step in not too long after Katie came on as our executive director, and so I'm in my fifth year. And so with that grant, there are specifics that we have to meet in order to meet the criteria, as you know,
sure.
over many years in education, it's how grants work, mm-hmm. and you have to meet the specifications. So one of the programs that I inherited was a mentoring program when I first started. It's our RSVP mentoring, CAFASI's RSVP mentoring program. And Katie said, you know, I really think we can do more with this, and I really want you to focus on building up that program. So that's the one program that I run directly, and we are in 28, I'm happy to say, 28 of Kenosha Unified Schools, and we have 70 mentors currently. So the program's really a big hit with our seniors, and in order to be a volunteer in our program, you just need to be 55 and up and have some extra time that you'd like to give back to our community. And it is really exciting because we get people coming in mm-hmm. wanting to do a wide variety of things, and CAFASI doesn't drop the ball on that. There's opportunity for everyone. So the other main focus of our grant, Katie mentioned, is our friendly visitor program.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just tremendous, too. So we're working with intergenerational programs through the RSVP CAFASI's mentoring program. And then we're working with the same, only with our friendly visitor program. We've got people that are going into the homes, and they're matched mm-hmm. one-on-one to support those individuals that are isolated or they might have disabilities. And that extra support is just amazing. For instance, one lady... something that we might take for granted is changing our light bulbs.
Oh.
And this is just an amazing story that Kathy Coleman, our director of the Friendly Visitor Program, told us. And it just sat with me so well, is that, you know, things we take for granted. This lady could not change her light bulbs. So the apartment she was living in was very dark. And her friendly visitor came by, and her friendly visitor said, What can I do for you? She says, well, I need some light bulbs, and I need some help changing those light bulbs.
Right.
And, of course, the friendly visitor jumped right on it, went out and bought the light bulbs, got all the light bulbs changed, and then they ended up having pizza and just socializing. And many of those stories we'll get are from our mentors and mentees, too, and the things mm-hmm. that they do. Once a week, they visit their mentees, and they bring all kinds of projects and ideas mm-hmm. to the table, but really it's the kids deciding what their interests are. For instance, I've got a little guy that I actually mentor over at Southport Elementary,
mm-hmm.
and it's so much fun because every week he's become the Lego, the builder, and I'm his assistant, so
okay.
he directs me. And he really enjoys being able to give me instruction because he's in the classroom getting
sure.
instruction. So it's really a good flipping it. And I'll say, well, I'm not
yeah.
quite sure how to do this. Can you show me? And he'll help me out with it. And then the other day we played a game of fish. And it was just so much fun because I'm like, okay, he always adds a little extra twist. So he took a joker and he took the other card that's explained the deck of cards, and he said, if we get this card, that means it's an automatic win, and if whoever pulls this card, they got to skip a turn. And so wouldn't you know, I had all
yeah.
my cards lined up, I had all these different, I was winning, and he pulls the card that gave him the automatic win. So, you know, we just laugh and have a lot of
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, that's so important.
Yeah,
that brings to mind with Peace Learning Circles, we ask students, describe a good listener in your life. Who's a good listener?
Yeah.
And what we were getting was my pet rabbit, Molly. And then we got my cat, Snickers, and my dog, Wrigley. There's a lot of Wrigley dogs in Kenosha because of the Cubs. out in the county schools, my horse, Trigger, my turtle, Fred. And we're waiting and waiting and waiting for an adult to be mentioned.
Uh-huh.
And we went through several schools before one kid finally, a little boy in the back, said, my dad's a good listener. So we're going, oh, finally. And teacher lit up and, okay, we're making progress. So why is he a good listener? Well, he keeps quiet when my mom yells at him all day long.
Out of the mouths of babes, right?
Right.
They do tell you the darndest things.
But there's so much, you know, to the fact that kids need listeners. They
yes.
need nurturing, and you guys provide that. So mentoring and tutoring in 28 schools, tell us about that. What are you doing?
So we set up our program is based on best practices, so mm-hmm. out of Mentor, which is a large national organization. And so we have all our best practices in place. And so we work in combination with the school counselor or social worker,
mm-hmm.
Obviously the mentor, the mentee, and then the parent of the child, too, has to sign a permission slip. So it's really a collaboration between Kenosha Unified Schools and their staff and CAFASI's RSVP mentoring program.
Okay.
And it's a perfect way to go about it because you go through the process. At the school level, they spend so much good time with finding the right child that they think could really use that extra support.
Sure.
And it's for all different reasons. But as you know, in this day and age, we have a lot of kids that are living under some really stressful situations. And so the staff at the school are absolutely amazing. And they identify these students. And then we have what's called a mentor match meeting. So usually what I do is I go through the Kenosha News and put a little, the news release in
sure.
to look for mentors and just let them know. And we get a group every year.
Yeah.
In fact, this year we worked especially with Lincoln Middle mm-hmm. School and working with Aaron Waynes over there and the principal and the great work they're doing at Lincoln to help support
sure.
their mentoring program because they wanted to put more people in the building. So we were able to do that. And we just train them. We have a handbook that's
yeah.
part of the best practice. We go through a whole process of training. Then we go through the next step. We interview them several times. They have to have at least 2 hours of training before they go into the school. And then we do what's called a mentor match meeting.
Okay.
And that would be myself and the representative at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mentee eventually comes in, and we introduce the mentor to the mentee. So we bring that mentor in there. We sit down, and we go over all the things that we need to in order to get them started as a mentor,
mm-hmm.
and then we introduce them as to their mentee. And then the mentoring commences the following week.
Yeah, that's terrific. It brings to mind Madison has a grandparents PTA.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're called the Grumps. The Grandparents United for the Madison Public Schools.
Oh, that's great.
So when we were in Milwaukee, we started the same thing, the Grumps, Grandparents United for the Milwaukee Public Schools. At Congress, I was in several schools. But what we noticed is grandmas were dropping the kids off in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and grandpas were picking them up.
Yeah.
So a lot of people would like to get involved. Now, you mentioned 55. You have to be 55.
For the RSVP program.
Okay, so what if you're older like me and you're 85, 90? I mean, is there a limit going the other way?
Absolutely not. We have very active volunteers well into their 80s and some into their 90s. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have school-age kids who mm-hmm. come with parents or older siblings and make an impact that way as well.
Yeah. Well, we took our grandkids to see Mary Poppins, and here's Dick Van Dyke in real life, not with a stunt double or whatever, dancing on top of a table, and he's 90.
Wow.
So my wife said, you better get cracking, you know.
And have you been practicing
yes,
your moves?
I don't dance on top of tables, but, you know,
you do the floss? That's what the kids would
yes,
want to know.
Yes, I can do the floss with my granddaughters.
Excellent.
I'm slow. It would be a painful floss, you know. It wouldn't get the job done. Okay, so 16 different programs. Katie, you talk about a different one that's near and dear to your heart? Or,
oh, my goodness.
There's a lot there.
There is. I think one of the easiest ways to help myself and anybody else who's interested really understand the depth of CAFASI is to break down our work into really four components. The volunteer component is huge. And again, our work is not possible without volunteers, but on the flip side, there's such meaning and purpose for those who care to join us to be able to provide those volunteer opportunities. So I will share, if you will allow me, that as a nonprofit organization here serving Kenosha County in its entirety, we, you know, are very proud of the fact that we operate very leanly. We have a $3 million operating budget, but because of the generosity of those 650 volunteers, we are able to put over $4 million of service back into our community. So our volunteers leverage over $1 million worth of service.
That's amazing.
That impact is undeniable and really has that amazing ripple effect when you talk about, you know, the type of community you want to live and work and be a part of. CAFASI volunteers make Kenosha a very special place. So we have our volunteer component. Likewise, we have our senior service division, which has programs like Meals on Wheels, senior dining, friendly visitor, our senior center without walls, which is a component of the friendly visitor program, which allows folks who, for a variety of reasons, are unable to leave their home, still be able to connect multiple times a week with those in a telephone reassurance program. So doing things from safety for seniors through armchair travel, just really being able to stay connected and viable and learn and continue to grow, even if your circumstances are such in which you can't, you know, leave your home.
So what happens? You guys are located on Sheridan Road across from the Kenosha Kingfish baseball field?
We are.
All right. So I want to sign up. Do I just show up at your place, or how do I do that?
You can. People show up every day to become a part of the CAFASI family, as we like to say. But we also have a website, which is www.cafasi.org. That outlines in more depth our volunteer opportunities as well as all our programs. And so there's electronic ways to connect, as well as we still have an old-fashioned landline telephone that gets people connected with our services.
Which is what?
And that number is 658-3508.
Okay. So I want to volunteer. I can just call up and you guys will walk me through. Suppose I have an aging relative or somebody down the street that I know is living alone. What kind of, can I walk in and recommend them, or how does that work?
Absolutely. Yet again, I think because people are so individual, the ways in which people connect with us meet those individuals' needs. So once again, we have people who just walk in and share stories with us, and I think that's one of our finest qualities as an organization, and the staff who just so caringly work tirelessly every day to connect people with resources. Mm-hmm. It may not be a resource that CAFASI has,
sure,
but you will not leave our building or our care without being connected where you need to be.
Okay. Okay. That sounds terrific. So you were talking about the sandwich generation. I've never heard that term before. Can you elaborate a little bit?
Sure. Well, it's folks, you know, that find themselves really in middle age, where you maybe are still raising your children or have young adult children. So you're still in that phase of your life. You're still working and active in that capacity. So you have those things pulling on you as well. And now you add that second piece of bread to the sandwich, which is caring for oftentimes parents or maybe even grandparents or other loved ones who are later in life. And that really kind of puts you at that, you know, sandwiched between two generations of care.
Or another term for it would be overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
So how do you help sandwich generation people who are just overwhelmed with raising their own kids and trying to take care of aging parents? What do you got for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the on the family side of things, we have parenting classes and parenting support that, you know, recognize that even under the best of conditions and the best of situations, parenting is one of the hardest jobs you will ever do. And you can use all the support and encouragement along the way as possible. So we have that through our Family Service Division. But then on the other side of that sandwich, on the other side of that bread, if you will, is the fact that we have services available for older generation, for whether it's parents or grandparents or loved ones, that can help fill some of that, those stressors we feel, such as transportation. So instead of maybe having to take a half day of vacation, you can set up a ride through our volunteer transportation services, and we will take your parent or grandparent to their doctor's appointment, and you can rest easy knowing that although earlier we were making a joke about it through Uber and Lyft, you truly can rest easy knowing our volunteers are coming and carrying by hand your loved one to the car, making sure they're securely fastened in, getting them to the door of that doctor's appointment, helping them check in, and knowing they're safe and well cared for. And that really just, in many small ways, can ease those tremendous stressors that we all feel. Things like getting a parent or a grandparent connected through services like our senior dining, where they're going and enjoying a healthy, nutritious RDA requirement meal, but also having social interaction while they're doing that, can really just, again, lift a lot of those stressors that we all feel during that daily grind.
Sure. How do you guys market CAFASI? I mean, what you're doing is wonderful. I mean, like, you're driving people around to places. Do you have, like, yellow cars or checkered cars, or do you wear, did all the volunteers get t-shirts that advertise that you're a team? I mean, you think about that. You know, that's what we did at Bradford with Practice Peace.
Yeah.
We handed out 2,000 t-shirts to all the kids, all the parents, the cooks, the janitors, the bus drivers, teachers, everybody on Friday had a school spirit item. You remember, I'm sure you got a Practice Pete's with Rowdy the Red Devil t-shirt.
Yes.
But,
yes.
But what that
wasn't
did.
Wasn't that long ago, was it?
We do the same with Peace Learning Circles. We all have blue and white t-shirts, so it makes us look like a team.
Mm-hmm.
We're the Peace Beatles, you know, so we have fun. But is there, because I can't be in a cloud. I know I am sometimes, but CAFASI, how do you advertise what you do? It's magnificent. So how do you get that out there?
Well, in all honesty, after 50 years of service to this amazing community, that is one of our greatest struggles. And it's because oftentimes if people have heard of CAFASI or know who we are, they may know us by one program.
Yeah.
And they don't understand all that we do or can do for their themselves or their family. So recently, we've taken up this effort very consciously and have decided that we would love to be known as CAFASI, mm-hmm. where Kenosha cares for Kenosha.
Okay.
Because we can't do it without this community-wide effort, but truly we're here to help people at all stages of life.
Could you add, like, CAFASI Ole or something, or, like, Cafe CAFASI, or I'm just, you know, trying to figure out.
It does take a lot of caffeine to do what we do.
If Madison has the grumps, maybe you guys could be the crumps or something. You know?
Oh, I think we're on to something.
Yeah, we should brainstorm here. If people have ideas, on, they can call you and phone in. Hey, everybody,
absolutely.
You're out there. We need, these guys are doing great things. We need to market them a little bit. Do you work with the Kingfish at all? They're across the street.
We have great neighbors. They have a lot of fun happening at the stadium, and we're very fortunate to be able to be involved in a lot of those efforts. We've hosted CAFASI nights at the Kingfish since they opened their doors 4 years ago now, and five maybe. Anyway, they are very fun neighbors, and we're very lucky.
Have you thought about the CAFASI Senior Citizens Baseball League? I mean, that would get you out there. You got 650 volunteers. Put a uniform on them and let them play baseball across the street, you know? People would come and I'd come and watch old guys play ball,
yeah,
you know?
We could probably recruit you.
Yes, I have 5 baseball gloves in my basement and a couple of bats. I mean, put me out there with, give me a, you know, get a hat, some kind of a Kavassi hat. What are your colors? Do you have colors?
They are purple and green.
Well, there you go. Blow everybody away, you
that
know?
That would be very fun.
I bet you he knows a few other people he could bring with.
Yes.
I think so. I think this is an idea halfway formed. Absolutely.
Get a purple and green, man.
Yeah, the warm-up to the game could be the old-timers or whatever.
Sure, purple and green colors. Do you have a mascot?
We don't.
Oh.
We don't have a mascot.
Oh, there we go.
You need a mascot.
That might be what's been missing all along.
You need baseball hats or T-shirts.
You need a purple people eater.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Green
there
one.
You go.
We'll have the colors covered.
Okay. Well, you need a baseball team for sure, Katie and Rebecca. You know, that would help you guys. Okay. Meals on Wheels, you do that. So can you go into that a little bit more? How many meals do you deliver? Where do you get the meals from?
Sure. So Meals on Wheels has been serving Kenosha County through Kavassi since the early 70s. In that time, the program has grown to meet Kenosha County's needs in its entirety, meaning we serve all the way out into Twin Lakes and all the way to the shores of Lake Michigan. About 300 meals go out a day through the Meals on Wheels program, and those meals are delivered to folks who, for a variety of reasons, are unable to cook or care for themselves or leave their home and get to a senior dining site or somewhere else. So those 300 meals are prepared at 4 different kitchens, some located here in Kenosha and some remotely. But
wow,
all those meals are delivered through the generosity of volunteers who work with us at various sites throughout Kenosha County. They pick up what we call a route bag, meaning they have about 10 meals in there. That delivery takes them no more than an hour and a half. And although some of them get caught up in some conversations sometimes, they keep it to a minimum during meal delivery so that they can be done in about an hour to an hour and a half. I always love to share the story of one of the first routes I went on when I first came to Kavassi, just to better understand the programs and get out there and meet people, was to a woman who opened her door and graciously let me in. And I think as her eyes adjusted and she took the meal out of my hands, she said, "Well, thank you. This is great. But where was the cute guy who delivered yesterday?"
Oh.
So, you know, it's a great, I share that story to say it is just a fun time to be able to be out there and assist people and allow people in our very own community to stay in their homes independent as long as possible.
That's huge, just a support service. So really, you talked about prenatal. You're working from cradle to whenever, right? I mean, it's like 5 to 95.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so while we're talking, you're driving around, so do you get reimbursed for gas mileage, or how does that work if I want? How do I become a driver for Meals
on
Wheels?
Our Meals on Wheels drivers are absolutely amazing and do every inch of that effort and mileage out of the generosity of their own giving.
Okay.
We do not reimburse Meals on Wheels drivers. However, our volunteer transportation drivers are stipend for their mileage.
So purple and green. So, like, you know, one of the pizza chains, could you give your drivers some kind of a sticker to put on their car? Here comes the purple and green guys or something on the hood of your car?
We have some car magnets circulating out there, but it's really up to the volunteer if they want to use it. We have some volunteers who will wear T-shirts or hats,
right,
things we've produced through the years. But overall, it's really quiet work that happens throughout our community, and that's why we're so grateful to be able to be here today and just continue to share our story wherever possible.
Get to brag.
Yeah, a little bit.
On our volunteers.
We have a great UPS delivery person in our neighborhood, and if he sees kids walking along, he throws candy, you know, wrapped up candies to them. And it's like, oh, you know, the brown truck is coming, and everybody gets excited. He's as big as a deal as the ice cream guys. So, yeah, you need some kind of a sticker or whatever to get people to know that, hey, here comes Meals on Wheels in our neighborhood.
That's, yeah, it sounds like sweet treats are the way to go, though.
Yeah, yeah. So how does somebody sign up for Meals on Wheels? How does that work?
Once again. As we talked about earlier, they can call into the office, have a loved one stop in the office, find us online or through the telephone, and it's just a simple application process. An assessment happens depending on the circumstances. There may be some connection with doctor's offices or things of that nature, but overall it's very seamless, and we get people going very quickly so that they can start their meal plan.
You talked about prenatal care and working with children and pediatrics. Rebecca knows early childhood education is always near and dear to my heart. Yeah. So what do you guys do for— you have mentoring and tutoring. How young do you go with that?
Well, we'll start as young as kindergarten and all the way up through 12th grade. And one of the things that when I inherited the program, I did have a small core group of volunteers, probably about 15, that had been there for a while. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see this year our first group of mentors watching their seniors actually graduate from high school. So that's really cool. So we continue. We follow them from— if everybody's in agreement, again, it's we evaluate at the end of the year. Would you like your mentor to continue? The mentee has to agree, the mentor, the parents. Once the parents sign that permission slip, it's good for the rest of the time that the mentors are assigned to them, unless they change their mind about it, and then they have to let the school know. But we check in with everybody and make sure at the end of each school year, would you like to continue? And I've only had one student in the 5 years that I've been doing this where the father decided that he was going to middle school and he didn't need a mentor any longer. But, you know, that's okay, because then that mentor comes in and picks up a new mentee, and they start out with a new one. So it's really a great program, because we're really trying to meet the needs at the school level, where they really just need that extra help and support for a student. And as we know, staffing were spread very thin, and the needs have grown, just like our community with seniors, the needs have grown, and the funding not so much. So we do whatever we can to make sure we follow them through. And the relationships that are developed through the years are absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I'm always, when I go do those visits, I always get just the best feeling of that connection, that positive connection. And, you know, we go back to the with the schools and making sure every student knows that one of your mantras was always that somebody cares about you in this building. And you were very supportive with one of my daughters, and we were able to connect her with a mentor within the building that she needed that extra support. And so it's just, that's what it really does benefit students, and you see that change, and you see that they understand. They've got this, one of our mentors, I call him the young man's constant. You're always there for him. He knows that no matter what happens over the years. He's moved to six different schools. That mentor just followed him and kept up with him.
Wow, that's important.
Yeah.
That's really important.
I also tutor, so I want to give a plug to one of our stations, which is the United Way.
Okay.
And they have that tutoring, Readers Are Leaders program.
That's right.
And so we have several of our mentors that mentor and tutor. So I'm fortunate to go over to McKinley Elementary once a week on Tuesdays and work with two young ladies there. And I've had several students. I've been doing it, I think this is my fourth year. But I really enjoy that, too. And you do a portion of mentoring with the students as well, because you're getting to know them. And you've got to build that. And again, going back to you, Joe, relationships are so important. So I think that's what CFASI's really good at overall with their volunteers and the family services, everything they do. It's all based in the relationship, and we know that that's got to come first. So,
it's great what you're doing. You're right about nurturing and building a support team. You know, at Bradford, kids used to come up to me and say, "Hey, Mr. Manji, who's in your posse? Who do you got? You know, we have all of us. Who do you got? We see you outside sometimes alone, you know, out in the parking lot being a peacemaker. But, you know, well, I had, of course, there were 60 teachers or so that were always there. But we were talking before we were on air. Psychology Today magazine, this latest issue, has a great article about resiliency in children. And it's called Orchids and Dandelions. And it's a professor/pediatrician from California. I think his name is Thomas Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E. And he talked about orchids being children that can only function and succeed under perfect conditions. But then he talked about dandelions, kids who can succeed and thrive under any conditions. Yeah. So it's nurturing. Yep. That's what he comes back to. And it's nurturing at a young age where parents have to have quality time with children who are 1, 2, 3, because that carries with you. So you said kindergarten. Is it fourth grade and or 4-year-old and 5-year-old kindergarten? Do you through 3-year-old head start? How
typically
early do you
we've
go?
Been starting with this traditional kindergarten students. Okay. First grade is usually where since I've been there, we've had one student where the teacher identified this young lady right away in kindergarten, just needing that extra help. And it was more social emotional kind of stuff that she knew in order to help this young lady succeed, she wanted her to start building her emotional and social skills. So, and that young lady is in first grade now, and the mentor's with her still. And we're seeing growth, and she's learning. And the mentor gets to have these really great conversations with her about how important it is to be a good friend and to be kind. And like you said, be that peacemaker.
Sure.
So those kinds of things that they get that opportunity to plant those seeds at a young age, and that really does help the kids that have been identified with needing that in order to fit.
I read recently that self-confidence is a muscle, and it's an interesting way of describing self-confidence.
Sure.
You know, giving kids emotionally that self-confidence,
that
resiliency. So we still have a few programs to go. We've been through. You have 16.
We do.
I bet you can't recite them all, can you?
That would just be way too tedious for listeners, no doubt. But I would love to circle back to earlier we were talking and you were sharing how, you know, you go into these classrooms and you say, who's a good listener in your life? And you're talking oftentimes about the pets that are in these kiddos' lives. So on the flip of that, CFASI has enhanced or expanded our Meals on Wheels services to include a program we lovingly call Animeals. So the program began in partnership with Kenosha Forgotten Friends and has since grown, and CFASI will independently take it over soon. But what it allows and recognizes is that human and animal bond and how incredibly powerful that is. And it allows us to be able to, when we are delivering a meal to a Meals on Wheels participant, we're also delivering cat and dog. We don't do exotic pets, but pet food to them so that they can, you know, very peacefully and not have to worry and not have that additional financial stress about how they're going to feed and care for their pets. So we're providing that really in recognition of
that. That's amazing.
Human animal bond. We have over 100 pets on the program already.
Really?
And yeah, absolutely.
You guys got to add, Katie, Rebecca, you got to advertise this stuff. I mean, this is amazing.
So that's
great. So I'm going to share a secret. I walk around Carroll Beach like a mile and a half every day. And everywhere I go, every house I walk by, dogs start barking. You know why? because my pocket's full of dog biscuits.
Dog treats.
So in case dogs come up to me, you know, I'm there for them. So they know I'm walking by. But it also keeps me safe because, you know, oh, Joe's walking by in the neighborhood, dog's barking. Mm-hmm. But nope, I didn't know about that. So you have 100 pets that people can pet and...
Well, they reside in the home with their owner.
Oh, I see.
And then we're delivering pet food to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So do they tell you what kind of pet food to deliver?
Yep. They sign up their pet just like they would themselves. That way we know what type of pet it is, if there's any food restrictions, and how we can help. We take pet food donations so that there's never an expense involved in that. We've had great support from Petco and PetSmart, and really, like all the things we do, has become a completely community-wide effort. I'll share just how impactful the program is. We had a longtime Meals on Wheels client who, because of a lot of medical happenings, had become... So she had lost some digits on her finger or on her hands, was wheelchair bound, and was really having a difficult time making ends meet because of the situation she found herself in and the increasing medical costs. Really had wanted to have a cat back in her life again, had been a pet owner in the past, and was relaying this to our Meals on Wheels coordinator, who said, "We will make this happen for you." Because of our connection with Kenosha Forgotten Friends, we were able to find this Meals on Wheels participant, the kitty of her dreams. So not only did she rescue a life of a little black kitten, but this sweet little black kitten saved her in return because she just had increased mood. She was so much happier. She now had a purpose because she had a little creature relying on her every day to provide food and love and care. So it really took her from being at a very low place in her life where she felt very needy because she couldn't care for herself anymore, and took her to a place where now she was needed.
That's just amazing.
The amazing transformation, all because we were able to find her a kitty and provide some pet food.
Wow. You know, Katie and Rebecca, this has been terrific, and time has flown by. We only have 2 minutes to go before they kick us out of here. But
we could talk all day.
I know. We'll have to have you guys back for a phase two.
Right. So to hear about the rest of the amazing programs KFASI has to offer, you'll just have to come visit us. At least log on the website to learn more.
Okay. Yeah. So in closing, you each have a minute. How do you want to finish up, Katie? What would you like people to remember from today? This is, by the way, WGTD 91.1 HD Gateway. I'm only a half hour late with that commercial, folks, but don't forget about Gateway. So go ahead. What do you have left? 30 seconds? But tell us something.
KFASI is an amazing nonprofit organization in our community that helps people at every stage of their life. So please reach out and learn more of how you can get involved or how we may be able to help you.
Okay, Rebecca, you have 1 minute.
Okay, I guess I'm going to follow up with a couple quick programs that we can reach out and help you with if you have any issues with your balance. We've got Stepping On. I know Katie can't cover it all, so I'm going to jump in there a little bit. And we also have Memory Masters. Those are two really great programs that we can just barely scratch the surface here. But we also have our volunteers, and some of them, as they age, they need opportunities for classes and things that help support them. So a lot of my volunteers end up enrolling in two of these really great classes. So as Katie mentioned, call, get involved. Volunteering has been proven to be great for your health, as we know, because we're healthy overall people, because we get that chance to volunteer too. And when you give back, as my grandpa used to say, you always get so much more in return.
Absolutely.
So thank you for having us, Joe.
Well, this has been terrific. The time has just flown by. Memory Masters.
Yeah.
So you can help guys like me who forget where I put my keys after I walk into a room. Wow. So
it's
you have,
awesome.
Like, Scrabble tournaments and crossword puzzles? I mean, that helps my
memory.
It's a
weekly, it's a weekly class at the, it's held at the Boys and Girls Club, and it's Davin Mollis, she does an excellent job with that program, so.
Okay, well, Everybody, thank you to Rebecca Stevens and Katie Oltzfall from Kavasi, Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services. This has been wonderful. We have to have you back. We ran out of time, and we only got through like 3 out of the 16 programs, Katie. So, Memory Masters. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening in to Gateway WGTD 91.1. See you next time. Practice peace.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archived programs are available on our website, WGTD.